The following program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Texas Financial Advisory, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Brooklyn Chandler Willey should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Brooklyn Chandler Willey is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Retirement News Network's Mark Elliott and Brooklyn Chandler Willey, President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, a financial firm as strong and independent as Texas. Brooklyn has more than 10 years of experience in the financial planning industry. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Today, we're going to be talking about investing for growth and for income, because you need both when it comes to your retirement. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. First, Brooklyn, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. Anything exciting's happened in the last week or two? Any great stories from your clients coming in to see you at Texas Financial Advisory?
Well, you know, it's been pretty warm around here.
It's been warm, so, yes. So at least not in Phoenix. You're not in Phoenix because it's 117 and 111, I believe, is where they're headed.
Yeah, well, it feels that way here, even if it's not registering. But we're making it. We're good. You know, it happens every year. It's not a surprise. But yeah, no, we're good. We're good. Getting beefed up for end of the year. We've got another round of tax deadlines coming up, you know.
Always something going on, that's for sure. So if you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn and talk about where you are on your road to retirement, we're going to give you the number throughout the program. It's 844-TFA-SHOW. That is 844-832-7469. There's no cost, no obligation to sit down with Brooklyn. It's just a visit. It's a conversation. And then if you want to find out more about Brooklyn, you want to find out about the live events she puts on, all of that information and more is on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. So, you know, Brooklyn, we're going to talk about investing for retirement. And it seems like a lot of people's attitude is kind of an either or. Like, I can invest for growth or I can invest for income. Can't really do both. Why is there so much tension between these two? Why do people think they can only get one and not both?
Well, here's the deal. I mean, when you're working, you're in this accumulation mode, and so you're more focused on growth. But as you approach retirement, in let's say it's 5 years out, 3 years out, everybody's different, but there's this natural tendency to want to protect your money that you've worked really hard to save and still grow it, but you're looking for ways to protect yourself from any sort of volatile swings in the market. But what you need to know is taking the money out of the stock market entirely or close to is kind of a dubious move. So sure, market risk and volatility are issues that you want to protect your assets, but there is a fine line between the right level of protection and overprotection. And nowhere else I know can offer the growth potential of the stock market. So that all being said, if you want to sell all of your shares and put the cash in the closet or under the bed, you are not alone. When we were doing research for the show today, we found that a recent survey conducted by Wells Fargo found that about 60% of people, including those in their 50s and 60s, were more focused on avoiding loss than maximizing the growth of their investments for retirement. But for retirement assets to last as long as you need them to, say into your 80s or 90s, you're going to need to preserve some of the growth potential in your retirement strategy.
And, you know, Brooklyn, we always hear about it. Well, when you get, you know, during our 20s, 30s, 40s, and maybe even into our 50s, we're really about accumulating wealth so that we can retire the way that we want to. But when you get into retirement, okay, well, now is when you better take all that risk money on Wall Street and get it out of there. That's not what you're saying at all. We don't want to take all of our money out of Wall Street, do we?
No, I wouldn't advise that, at least for not for most folks, for a few reasons. So we've been in a historically low interest rate environment. And following that downturn that started in 2008, the U.S. Federal Reserve has continued to keep interest rates low. So the bond or the income market has been pressured as a result, and bond yields have stayed at a historical low level. So, you know, what we tell folks is that you've got to not diversify, but kind of rebalance and restructure your investments to, yes, protect against principal, but to shift it to a income plan that can distribute income. We know that people are living longer. You know, Social Security just released a report, and they've extended their actuarial tables that have people living to be 104. So we also know that we've got to deal with inflation. And when you think about inflation, it's that really that silent killer of all income plans, because if we're not factoring in for inflation, you're going to look up 5 years down the road and the stuff that you're buying today is going to be that much more expensive. And I'm not talking like elaborate things. I'm talking about groceries and electricity bills and gas in your car. And then there are the big purchases like vehicles and houses, things like that. So inflation does have a big impact on your money, and we want to make sure that your income in retirement can keep up with it. Now, in general, stocks are for growth potential, so that your money has that opportunity to last as long as you do in retirement. Now, bonds do provide the protection buffer so that your capital is better protected. But there's a unique blend or mix of investment vehicles that we put together for our clients to help prevent any sort of market volatility, as well as protect them for inflation risks. And it's a variety of investment vehicles. It's not just stocks and bonds. And again, this is as a result of this last decade or so of craziness that people have experienced. This is not your grandparents' retirement. So we've got to be open-minded to other alternatives of investing your money in order to get you to and see you through retirement. Now, with retirement looming or already upon you, it is vital to be absolutely sure that you have enough money coming in every single month, not just to cover your expenses, but to live that kind of lifestyle that you've imagined and worked so hard and so long to save toward. Now, the first step is getting a complete customized strategy from a retirement income professional, someone who has your interests at heart and someone who can provide you with a fresh, incisive perspective on your entire income picture. Now, know that this is not a generic cookie cutter report. If you give us a call today, you're not just going to get your name slapped on a report that we give to everybody. We simply customize this to your unique needs and goals. I do have to limit this because we don't charge for this report. So we do limit it to the first 10 callers on the show today. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469 to get your personalized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And, of course, you can always go to the website, as Brooklyn said, texasfinancialadvisory.com, to find out more and find out about the live events that they put on. There's no cost to attend those. There's no pressure. It's a great opportunity for you to learn more. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. And, you know, Brooklyn, we just said that, okay, we don't want to pull everything out of Wall Street heading into retirement because we still need growth. Inflation certainly is one of the reasons for that. The other, as you said, also because of the fact that we're living longer and longer and we have low interest rates, it's a different time to retire. But we probably do want to get maybe a bit more conservative, or, you know, we talk on this program about risk. If somebody comes in and they look at your portfolio, because here's a stat, Brooklyn, that I think is pretty crazy. If this bull market that we're on right now, and it's the longest, we're getting ready to be the longest ever in the history of Wall Street. We're right there on the cusp of the one that we had from October of 1990 to March of 2000. But in March of 2009, if you had 70% of your money in stocks, 30% in bonds, and you did nothing to it, you just kind of let it ride, no rebalancing or anything, by July of 2017, you would have had 90% of your money in stocks, 10% in bonds. So it's easy to get out of whack when the markets are going the way they are, but we still, so really it's about understanding the risk you're taking on in your portfolio. Most people don't really understand all of that, do they? I don't.
Yeah. And again, we've learned a lot from this last really decade or two decades. I mean, I think that looking at from a historical perspective of the advancement of technology and investment tools, that we've grown a lot from these hardships that we went through with the market, the tech bubble, the mortgage crisis, so on and so forth. But the point is how does that apply to you, right? Our listeners that are listening in today, I mean, we all know the history. We all live through it. The point is that it's different as you approach retirement. It's more real. And so we call that your red zone. And again, everyone's red zone is different, but it's around that five-year mark of when you are going to walk away from the paycheck and become voluntarily self-employed. And that's a little scary for people, especially if they've only, again, if they've worked their whole life and they've always had that nice steady paycheck coming in. It's really hard to flip the switch and go, okay, well now I've got to turn my savings into a paycheck and not run out of money because I don't want to go back to work and have to re-save again. And one of the first things that you look at is the market volatility and how that could wreak havoc on your retirement plan if it does a number on the value of your retirement accounts. So especially in the first years into retirement, first 5 years or so into retirement, that decline, it could really prompt a major delay in your retirement. So that's when we get into this more of a plan on income versus the arbitrary 4% rule. You know, we've all heard that, right? Where you just throw together a basket of equities and bonds and based upon your age. So if you're 60 years old, 60% of your portfolio should be in like a bond fixed income portfolio and 40% in stocks. And then you take out this magical 4% cash flow and hopefully you have money throughout your retirement. It just doesn't work that way anymore. So because of this, we've had to get more creative. We had to think outside the box. And, you know, something I look back at our firm here at Texas Financial Advisory and how I got started and just I'm so thankful that we've always been this fiduciary mindset. We've always represented clients, not companies, but that also has allowed us to not have any sort of handcuffs on us on what type of investments we use. We're able to be open-minded and be able to show our clients different ways to invest their money, but also be flexible that you're not always stuck investing one way, that your investments can also evolve as you are in retirement and through retirement. And, you know, Mark, I went to a seminar as a consumer a couple weeks ago, and it was a real estate-based investment seminar. And I'm a believer in real estate, but I don't think that you should have all of it in real estate. I've also seen the flip side of that. But the speaker that was giving the presentation, you know, he had this, I guess, philosophy that you could, if you invested the way he taught you, that you could retire within 2 years, no matter what your age. And so it was interesting to see his point of view.
So you're saying our show is about over? We only have a couple years
left? I know. That's all right. Close up shop here at Texas Bank. No, not at all. But it was interesting to see his point of view because I was like, wow, you know, I mean, that seems awesome, right? And the point, I mean, I took a lot away from it, but I also said, you know, again, that is a one size fits all philosophy, and that doesn't work for everybody. And there may have been some people in the room that would be successful, but not everyone. And so I took that and I said, I really like our approach here at Texas Financial Advisory. And again, this has been out of design and purposely designed this way that we are open to utilizing some of those real estate strategies, but also looking at other opportunities. And so I think that when you work with us, again, whether you're 45 or you're 55 or you're 65, we're putting together something customized for you. And again, we've got to keep you retired. something that you brought up earlier, Mark, is, yeah, we specialize in retirement. But the shift that we've also seen in my firm is it's really not an age thing anymore. It's not like everyone wants to work till they're 65. I mean, I have some people that always want to work, but then I have some younger folks that want to retire early or live a simpler lifestyle because they really focus on their family and they want to spend times in those early years with their kids and be able to be free to go and do and participate in their kids' life, not stuck inside a cubicle. So it's not even an age thing anymore. And that we have people coming to us that are in their late 30s going, look, I don't want to work forever. Can you help me get geared up to start taking income from my portfolios? And I love it. I love the younger folks coming in here because we're also showing them tax strategies instead of just stuffing money into those retirement accounts month after month and then turning around and retiring with the big tax time bomb of all every dollar that you've stuffed into your 401k or IRA being taxable, that we're showing them ways to have tax exempt or tax free income in retirement, which is a whole lot better than taxable income. So Mark, as you know, as our listeners know, maybe you don't, maybe this is your first time to listen in, we are an independent fiduciary-based financial planning firm. We're a boutique firm headquartered here in San Antonio. We do office out of New Braunfels as well as Victoria, and we're really a team of advisors. And we circle up around our clients to help create that retirement strategy that they have confidence in to be able to get them to and through retirement. So if you want that in your life, give us a call here at 844-TFA show. That's 844-832-7469. And by making that call, you are able or eligible to receive a customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. You can also visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. In 1 minute, we'll be right back. We're talking about investing for growth and income today. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. You can certainly go to the website to find out more, texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about growth and income. A lot of people think they can, if they're investing, they can only get growth or they can only get income. You can actually get both, and it's kind of a challenge, I suppose. So growth and income, Brooklyn, are certainly important to have in our retirement portfolios. We talked about why we need growth because of longer lifespans, low interest rates. Certainly inflation is a factor. Things are going to cost more down the road. And then you factor that in with living longer. Well, we better have some pretty good money set aside for our retirement. But really, retirement starts with income. You've got to replace the paychecks that are no longer coming in. How do you determine the right mix, though, of growth and income? How do you come up with that strategy?
Well, to really pin down the right mix of growth and income, we want to figure out how much income you actually need in retirement based on your projected expenses. Now, we want to make sure we have enough money coming in, obviously, to pay for those important expenses like shelter, food, clothing, transportation. But we want to be honest about those costs and how they occur on a monthly and annual basis. Now, we want to also know what's your essentials and your non-essentials. And from that, I always call this your monthly overhead. So how much do you need to cover that nut every single month? And I'm an entrepreneur. I own this business. And so that's my mindset. What's our base needs? And then after that is extra. Now, as a business, you use that extra for marketing. But as a retiree, you use that extra to go on the trips or go out to eat, just whatever it is that is not those basic needs. So we want to look at all of these sources of income. We know we can calculate which Social Security is going to be. If you have a pension or you're eligible for one, we can calculate that. But then we want to look at the remaining assets, your savings, because believe it or not, saving is the easy part. It's now restructuring it in order to create that income stream. So I can tell you how much your current plan will pay you. And if you work with us, how we may be able to tweak that and increase your income. And we want to look at all of the different readily available assets out there. And those are assets that don't have necessarily cash in the bank either. So it could be real estate. It could be business income. Those type of things that would provide that cash flow, or a part-time job. You know, we have a lot of clients that maybe don't need the money, but they're bored. And so they want to be able to, they still want to work and contribute to society, but they're not so dependent on that paycheck. So as you can see, the point is to cover expenses, but also know how much you can spend freely so that you don't run out of money in retirement.
And Brooklyn, we talked about the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. You talk about income planning, investment planning, health planning, tax planning, legacy planning. It all goes into the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. And that is why you can't just send somebody the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, because you don't know what their hopes and dreams are and what they have to put into it. So it really starts with you sitting down with somebody. If you'd like to do that with Brooklyn, there's no cost, there's no obligation. It's 844-832-7469, 844-832-7469. One of the biggest X factors, though, in retirement, basically the percentage of retirees that claim bankruptcy, the main cause is a health issue, right? The spouse or yourself, somebody gets sick, somebody gets ill. You know, there's so many things going on. And healthcare costs, Brooklyn, I don't really see the healthcare cost going down anytime soon. Do you?
Well, no, not at all. And if anything, what we've been able to see is that the inflationary impact of healthcare, it's going up around 4.5% across the United States. And that's insane. And so we know we're going to get older. We know we're going to need healthcare assistance. And so we want to make sure that doesn't bankrupt a family. And sadly, I've seen it happen to folks, and now not clients that we're working with, but sometimes we get involved too late. You know, they're calling us up, they knew about us, or we've talked to them before, and for whatever reason, they decided not to work with us. But then we get a phone call, and 3-5 years later, and it's too late at that point. And so as much as we don't want to think about it, you're going to get older, you're going to need some sort of assistance. And if we don't have a handle on the cost of that and how you're going to pay for it, because Medicare doesn't cover everything. And I think that people think, oh, okay, well, this is nice. You know, I've been on healthcare my whole life, and then at 65, I go on Medicare, and everything will be good. But that's not how it works. Medicare doesn't cover everything. And so those bills, those medical bills, if there was something that caused a need for more health care, if you will, whether it's cancer or a car wreck, right? I mean, these are things that can significantly deplete your retirement savings if we're not planning for it. So we want to get a jump start on that planning, not just income planning, but health care planning. So it's never too early to get started. So even if you've already retired, it's not too late. We want to help you put together that plan and know where we're going to pull the resources to pay for those medical costs that are going to exceed what your Medicare is going to be paying for you. So if you're lacking confidence in your retirement path, be one of the first ones to step up and give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW, 844-832-7469. Now, by giving us a call, you're not signing up for anything. You are just going to commit maybe 30 minutes to an hour of your time to come in and meet with myself or one of the advisors in my office here in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria, so that we can really wrap our brains around your situation and help you start creating that TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, give us a call at 844-832-7469 to get your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-TFA-SHOW.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, started the company back in January of 2008. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about investing for growth and income. And certainly there's a lot of things that go into your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, Brooklyn, that we've talked about today. And certainly health planning is one of those. You've got to have a strategy in case something would happen to you or a spouse, a family member. And we certainly can't wait until it happens and get it, because then it doesn't work. So you do have to pre-plan for some of this stuff. So that's really important. Let's move to another section of things that you cover in that TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Your company, Brooklyn, you have tax prep and you have tax strategy. Are those different things, the prep versus strategy? A lot of people go just get their taxes done. And that means we're looking backwards. If you have a strategy in place, we're looking forwards, aren't we?
Definitely. And, you know, again, I'm not a CPA. I do have CPAs that work for me. And their role is to get that historical spending / tax straight so that you're good with the IRS. So everybody has to have tax preparation. Tax strategy is a whole different animal, and that is looking forward. And so that's helping our clients put together a 3-year, a 5-year, a 7-year tax plan in addition to an investment plan. And I think that's why a lot of people like working with us, because they're not having to make multiple phone calls to check in with their CPA and the investment advisor, so on and so forth. Now, we involve, if you already have a professional in your life, we're not saying you have to fire them. We're involving them, but we're that bridge between you and what that professional is already providing you services or providing those services to you. So tax strategy is definitely important, especially if you've been chunking money into those retirement accounts, which 90% of the folks that come in our door, they've been doing it. That's what we're drilled into our brain to do. Get a job, put into your 401k. Get a job, put into your 401k. Get the match, put the max amount. And the IRS even rewards you when you turn 50. They let you put more into that retirement account. But ironically, it's benefiting them as well, because they get to take the taxes out of that once you start drawing from your account. So we want to look at it from all angles. I'm not saying don't put into your retirement account, but maybe that's not the only tool you should use. Maybe you should think outside of the box. And so that's where we really help our clients, because we want them to have not just a strong income stream, but a strong tax-efficient income stream in retirement.
So, Brooklyn, we're going to wrap this segment up with this, because I do think the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap is really a great opportunity for people to come in and sit down with you. That's 844-832-7469. And we always say there's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure. It's just a visit is what it is, because you don't know anything about that person or that couple until you sat down with them, right? I mean, there's nothing in that TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap you can just mail me right now, because you don't know the story yet. You don't know the hopes and dreams. Talk a little bit about what happens when somebody does give you a call, because we do this every week. We offer people the opportunity, and sometimes we maybe don't talk enough about what happens when somebody calls and then what the process looks like. Because as you always say, you can't do anything until you sit down with somebody, because you don't know anything about them, right?
Exactly. And again, comparing my personal experience with that real estate seminar that I went to, and what we do, what I guess prospective clients feel when they come in here, we're totally open. You know, we've got to receive our clients in the state that they're in. We need to take over accounts sometimes that have been abandoned, that, you know, someone set up at the bank for you, or some advisor, financial planner had set up and no longer in business. So we've got to look at it from all of these angles and put together a plan that works for the client, so that they can sleep at night, that they know exactly where their income is going to come in from. Maybe it also is, hey, listen, this is great, but you need to save more. You need to put money into some different savings vehicles, because you don't have enough saved, or maybe you're behind the eight ball. Something happened earlier in life and you just haven't saved enough. So that's what that opportunity is, to come in. And so that's why we say we can't do anything until we talk to you. And I like looking at you across the table, not just necessarily doing a phone appointment. So that's why we open up that at no cost, no obligation, to discuss your situation. So if you want an opportunity to do that, give us a call at 844-832-7469. That is only available for the first 10 callers on our show today that have saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement. So give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Of course, you can always visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com to learn more about my company, the folks that work here, and again, our investment philosophy, as well as the strategies that we utilize with our clients.
So, you know, the old way of thinking about it, the grandparents' way, our grandparents' way of thinking about investing came down to stocks and bonds. Bonds were that was the safe way to go with their money 20, 30 years ago. Is it still the same today? We'll talk with Brooklyn in just a minute about that. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show. Glad you're with us. I'm Mark Elliott, and I'm here with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. If you'd like to sit down with Brooklyn, find out where you are on your road to retirement. It's 844-832-7469. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. It's just a visit. It's a conversation. It's a chat to see if Brooklyn and the team can bring some value to you as you're heading into retirement or you're already in retirement. You got some questions. 844-832-7469. You know, our grandparents, Brooklyn, really, you know, thought about the bond world as that's where all of their safe money needed to be, in the bond world. Well, we know there's a lot of studies going on with this low in interest rate environment we're in that bond values have done nothing but climb as the interest rates were going down and down and down. Well, now they're trickling up a little bit. We've had, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, you know, 0.5%, raises in interest rates by the Federal Reserve. And so the bond world works opposite of interest rates. Could you explain kind of where the bond world is right now? Not that we're saying get rid of bonds, but it's a challenging time for bonds, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And again, I remember pretty clearly when I first got started in this started Texas Financial Advisory, which was in 2008. Of course, that was a very volatile year. And I had folks coming in thinking, well, I'll move my money into bonds so I won't lose anything. And that was the start of when bonds started losing money. And so you can lose money in a bond, and not because you pulled your money too early, but because of the interest rate environment that we're in. And so that old school way of thinking to have a blend of stocks and bonds doesn't work anymore. So I feel like what we've really tried to do hard is find that bond alternative for clients. And we've come up with some different vehicles so that you have that choice. You're not just, you know, there's not just a one size fits all, but a way to have that filler in your portfolio that bonds used to do for clients prior to 2008 in order to give that stability and protection against any sort of market volatility so that you could have other monies into equities. And so, you know, I think that clients like that, and it provides some peace of mind for them, as well as it allows us to be able to plan on how they're going to utilize their money in order to replace their paycheck when they walk away from it into retirement.
And Brooklyn, it was probably, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months ago that Roger Ibbotson came out with a study. And Ibbotson is a guy that back in the 90s was talking about that blending that you were talking about of stocks and bonds. That was the blending. And he said he looked at that and he goes, wow, I was really impressed that so many people bought what I was saying, because I think it was right on the money back then. But today I'm thinking that maybe we need to start thinking about moving some of the bond money into the annuity world. That certainly can give us some growth, but it also can give you some guaranteed income. So he thinks that now maybe the fixed index annuity world is somewhere to go as kind of a bond alternative. Would you talk about the annuity world? We know that all annuities, just like financial advisors, not all are created equal. So there's some good, there's some bad. But Ibbotson brings up a pretty interesting point that the annuity world might be one of the safer alternatives to the bond world.
Well, annuities, I think that people have kind of a bad taste in their mouth as far as annuities, and that's because they were sold wrong. And historically speaking, something that people bought at the bank, and it's just too complex. They couldn't understand it. And they were used to having those CDs, and then when those rates went down, they looked at those annuities as another option in order to get more interest. But then it was frustrating because you couldn't understand them. They were so complex, and even the bankers selling them really didn't understand them. And so that frustration turned into this annuity becoming a bad word. But again, if you'll take a step back and take the emotions out of it to understand these insurance, they're an insurance product. And so you buy insurance on everything. You buy insurance on your car, your house, your life, right? And why do you buy that insurance? You buy that insurance to protect against something catastrophic happening that would cost a lot of money. So insurance does make sense in order to provide some protection and guarantees within your retirement. And so that's why we would use an annuity in order to satisfy that safety of principle, a guaranteed income stream, something that's going to keep pace with inflation. And if that's what you need, then that's where the annuity provides that, you know, fulfills those goals and desires. But if that's not what you need, then obviously you don't need an annuity. So if you'd like, you know, again, a way to look outside the box to make sense of what's going on and help you create that plan for the future, take time right now to just 2 minutes out of your day to give us a call at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW to set a time to speak to myself or one of my advisors here in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria, so that we can really look at the big picture and help you navigate how you could get to retirement and stay in retirement and be able to spend with confidence, not have this constant worry or nag that you're going to have to go back to work or that you don't have enough. And so I think that that confidence that we instill in our clients is so invaluable, and they know that they've got this ally on their side. So if you want that type of confidence, if you want that in your life, in your financial future, give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. Of course, you can always visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, and as we said, started the company in January of 2008. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show, and we're talking about investing for both growth and income as you head into retirement or already are in retirement. So the annuity world, basically you have, what, immediate annuities, fixed index annuities, and variable annuities. And I know that you're not a fan of all annuities, but the bottom line is, as you say, that, you know, a lot of people have, the annuities get a bad rap because people probably, you know, my grandma bought an annuity and boy, did it, you know, when she passed away, the insurance company kept all of her money. Well, annuities have come a long way since they started back in 1759. So they're not the same products, but this is where you come in because there are still some annuities that you could get that might not be right for you. And you may not even need one in the first place because not annuities are right for everyone. So that's certainly where you come in as well, Brooke, to help guide them through this, because as you said, it gets so complicated. Maybe touch on some of the, we only have a few minutes left, so you don't have to go too into the weeds here, but maybe touch on some of the how annuities have changed even since you started in the business over 10 years ago.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different products and types out there. The one I stay away from, and the fact that I've never sold, and I mean, things could change, so I don't want to totally be anti a variable annuity, but variable annuities are very expensive in my opinion. And so we tend to steer clear of them. Now that doesn't mean my clients don't have them, because as you know, we're a fiduciary. We represent our clients, not products. So we do have clients that have variable annuities because they bought them before they became our client. And we've got to make sure it works within the whole puzzle of their retirement investment portfolio. And really, the only reason we would go into an annuity is to provide safety of principle, guarantees, give them that increase of income for home health care, long-term care, to replace a pension if one client has a pension and they pass away and that pension no longer is there for the surviving spouse. So we need to have a why behind why we are using the annuity, just like any investment tool. And so what I need people to understand, again, whether you're just listening to us on the radio or you're sitting across the table from me, is there's no silver bullet. These are all just tools in order to create a paycheck for you to be able to no longer show up for that 8-to-5 cubicle job, clock in, clock out, and be able to travel and spend time with your grandkids. And that's really what retirement's about, right? And so nobody judges you in the fact that how you get your income. They just see your pictures on Facebook of you getting on that cruise. And but they're not sitting there like, well, you know, Cheryl bought that annuity and that's why she's getting to go on her cruise. No, they're looking at Cheryl making the smart moves with her money to be able to afford the luxury of going on that cruise. So really the big picture is what we're looking at in any recommendations that we're making with the folks that work with us here at Texas Financial Advisory. So if you'd like that opportunity, we do have 10 spots available for the first 10 callers on our show today that have saved $250,000 or more for retirement. So give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469.
Well, stay with us. Our final segment, we're going to go back to something we used to do a lot. We haven't done it in a while. We thought, shoot, the questions are piling up from the listeners, so we've got to get back to it. We've got questions from Becky in San Antonio, Carlos in New Braunfels, Kyle in Victoria. Your questions are next. Stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chanderwilly, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Glad you're with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chanderwilly of Texas Financial Advisory, offices in San Antonio, New Braunfels, and Victoria. And if you'd like to learn more, you can certainly go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We're going to go back to what we used to do a lot, and that is listener questions, and our question bag has been piling up. The mailbag is piling up, Brooklyn, so we're going to attack some questions from some listeners. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, before I give Brooklyn the first question, and our first question is going to be from Becky in San Antonio, the reason we do these questions is because Becky's got a great question, and we figure that some of you may have that same type of a question, so we're going to answer it here on the program. But understand this, if you're sitting down with Brooklyn, then you have the opportunity to ask follow-up questions, as does she. So it's a little bit more back and forth. Well, obviously on the radio, that's not a possibility. So if you have any questions about what you hear on this, and you go, boy, that's kind of, I have that same question, you can always call Brooklyn and sit down with her. The number is 844-832-7469. First question comes from Becky in San Antonio. Brooklyn, my dad died about 5 years ago, and my mom has just continued working with the broker that my dad had used for years. And as far as I know, he takes good care of her and doesn't take advantage of her in any way. I mean, I have no reason to believe otherwise. But because she is so much less involved than my dad was, I sometimes worry about her. Now, how can I know for sure if she is in good hands?
Hey, Becky, thanks for giving us an opportunity to talk to you. Man, we can go all different angles in this situation. You know, one, again, it's the type of advisor that she's working with. Is she working with a retail captive type advisor? You know, someone that is in a franchise-based investment group. Now, here at Texas Financial Advisory, we're a fiduciary. We're independent, which means that there's no board of directors I have to report to. There's no promise to sell a certain amount of mutual fund or insurance product or a ETF or real estate. It's what's in the best interest of our client. So I think you want to take a step back. And this is a difficult conversation to have. I'm very sensitive of it because you're not questioning the advisor. You're not questioning really your mom's handle on things. You're just wanting to make sure things are okay. So I think the way I'd approach this conversation is more of a planning. Hey, mom, if you were to get sick, how would we pay for it? Or if something did happen to you, is everything set up so that we don't lose money during probate or that there's not a big fight? Because money brings out the worst in some people. And so we want to make sure if something happens to mom, that it goes smoothly and, you know, the way she would want it to go. And so I think I would go at it at that point. We have a lot of people that come in for just a second opinion. And in our firm, again, we're looking out for the best interests of the client across the table from us, I'd be able to say, yeah, everything's going well. You know, I think everything's in good shape, and kudos for that advisor that's been helping her. Or I'd be able to say, look, I think that some of this stuff needs to be cleaned up, or a couple switches need to be made. So that's really what that second opinion conversation would look like. So if you want that opportunity, Becky, for me to sit down with you, your mom, or one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory, give us a call here at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW.
Becky, thanks for the question. We always appreciate the questions. They're always interesting, and they certainly take us in a lot of different directions. Let's go to this next question. It comes from Carlos in New Braunfels. Brooklyn, I'm being forced into an early retirement at the age of 57 from my job with the state. Now, I'll have my pension, but I don't think that's going to be enough to live on. Do I need to find another job, Brooklyn, since I'm too young for Social Security and I'm too young to withdraw from my IRAs?
Well, I guess it just really depends. Again, we talked about that earlier here on the show. We want to know what your spending needs are. You are young. You're 57. So you could live possibly another 30 years. And depending on how much you've saved in your TSP or any other retirement accounts that you'd had outside of working for the state to supplement your income while you're waiting for Social Security kick in, again, there's ways around that 59.5 penalty that is imposed upon retirement accounts if you take them too soon. So, I mean, this is such a great opportunity to kind of just reassess, take an inventory of where you are in life. If you do need to work, maybe you don't need to work the way you did while you were working for the state. Maybe you work more for fun, for supplemental income. So this is just a really great opportunity to have a fresh start. But you also want to make good decisions with what you've saved so far, because you do have another 30 plus years more than likely to live. And we want to make sure that what you've saved so far doesn't go away as well. So, you know, Carlos, we have a great office in New Braunfels. I'd love to sit down and talk to you in more detail, kind of really start hashing this out with you, collaborating on what kind of job you'd need to take if you were to get another job. If you weren't, how would we supplement your income in order to stay retired? So give us a call at 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. For that opportunity, again, there's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no pressure to work with us. It's just really to start wrapping our brains around where you are and give you some ideas and be able to steer you in the right direction. Again, that number is 844-TFA-SHOW.
844-832-7469. Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show. Brooklyn answering questions from you, the listeners, right now in our final segment. All right, Brooklyn, we've got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to slide in one more question. This is kind of a fun question from Amy in Austin. We wish we all had this problem. Brooklyn, I'm 30 years old. I have excess funds, and I'm unsure what to do with them. I have a stable job. I'm single. I've already contributed to reach my company match in my 401k. I've maxed out my Roth IRA contributions. I've already set aside 1 year of emergency funds. And so I still have excess savings, but I don't really know what to do with the money. How do you recommend me investing my wealth? Wouldn't that we all like to have that problem, Brooklyn?
Well, being that she's young, she's going to have future purchases. So maybe a home or a new home, or you know, we want to make sure we have enough cushion that if you wanted to leave your job and go to another job, that you weren't feeling a lot of pressure to replace your paycheck in that interim. So, man, sky's the limit. There's a lot of options there. And I'm seeing this more and more, which, hey, that's great. We actually had a new client that came to us from Mexico, and she's in her mid-30s, and she wants to retire and no longer work at all at age 45. So, again, it's not even an age thing anymore, but I think that people are more open to thinking outside the box on how they invest. We live in this do-it-yourself world. You know, anybody can set up a Fidelity.com or a Vanguard.com account, but I think that people also want that human approach as well, just to the insight behind why you should invest and what you should invest in. And so I think that's what we could help her with. And that's what we help all our clients with. So I'd love that opportunity to show you the different options that are available either outside of your retirement accounts, but also that are available through our firm as a institutional-based investment advisory firm. We have a lot of opportunities that you couldn't access on your own, that that they would require like a $5 million deposit in order to participate in. Whereas under our umbrella, you could go in as little as $50,000 and invest as if it was $5 million there. So you don't know what you don't know. I say that all the time. And so just taking those few moments out of your day to come in, meet with myself, one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory, help you diversify what you're doing. And, you know, again, give you that second opinion. There's no cost for that. The number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. We also have a TV show, which I know we've mentioned here on the radio. If you have a chance to tune in, it's on KSAT Channel 12, the ABC affiliate out of San Antonio. It airs every Saturday at 5:30 in the morning. I know that everyone is scrambling to do that. And most Sundays at 4:30 p.m. If you just can't get to a TV, we also have those episodes available on our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.